Today's share in the Deir Shinu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Aleph Amud Beis. We're in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah in Simen Shin Yud Tes, the Halachos of Borer, and we are in Sif Zayin, very top line. The Mechaber says, Hayelo Melilos Me'er of Shabbos. If you had over here these pieces of grain, we talked about Melila yesterday, so you rub the grain in your hand to separate the good from the bad parts of it. Now you had separated this before Shabbos. Hayelo Melilos Me'er of Shabbos. Certainly it's 100% suggested to do this on Erev Shabbos. Nevertheless, even though it's been somewhat separated on Erev Shabbos, the Mechaber tells us, lo yinafe bekonon, you're not allowed to go and pour this partially separated grain into what we'll see is a funnel. This konon is wide at one end, as we'll see the Rama will tell us, and it's narrow at the other end, and the circular good produce is separated out using this funnel, and the waste is left behind. So Pirush Rashi, what is this kanon? Kli shirosho echad rocha, vasheni osu yikimin marzev. One end is wide, the other end is like a channel. V'nosten hakitnios birosho harocha. You put in these kitnios that have been partially separated on Erev Shabbos, and now you're putting them in on Shabbos. V'nosten hakitnios birosho harocha, through the wide end, the funnel end. Umenaneya ha'ochel, and you shake it so that the food will separate and come down, umisgalgel derech hamarzev, through this channel, vapsolus nishor bechli, and the waste will stay behind. One is not permitted to do this on Shabbos. Likewise, v'tamchoy, you can't do the same thing by putting it on a big plate. A tamchoy, the Ramah says, pirush, ka'ara gedola, a large plate, and this way you'll separate it out in by tossing it on this large plate. So neither of these things is allowed on Shabbos. Likewise, v'lo b'shtei yodav, you can't use both of your hands to separate this out. What should you do? Elamana peach biyodo achas b'kol kocho. You can take it in one hand and shake it vigorously, and that will separate it out. That's a shinoi over here, and therefore that is permitted. Let's understand this a little bit better by looking at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Chaf Hei. The Mishnah Berurah says, Hu adin, the same thing would have applied, dafilu imala ma'at b'shabes v'chadal. Since we said you're allowed to do a little bit of this melila that we discussed yesterday, so the same halach applies even if it was done on Shabbos, not only if it was done on Erev Shabbos. What was the chiddush over here telling us on Erev Shabbos? Gam kin mutla fech biyodo achas. One would be allowed to go, and even if you did it a little bit on Shabbos, one could still do what the Mechaber told us, menafech biyodo achas b'kol kocho, that you'd be allowed to do, even if it was done on Shabbos. Kilakami, as we'll learn. V'hai dinokami Erev Shabbos. So what's the chiddush over here that the Mechaber wrote specifically was done on Erev Shabbos? L'ashmin, and to teach us, da'afilu hoyolo harbe melilos, even if you have a lot that was done with permission on Erev Shabbos, nevertheless, gam kin mutul enafech biyodo achas. You nevertheless still have to use the one-hand method over here of shaking it vigorously to separate it further and not use either the kanun or the tamchoy, which are forbidden, whether it was done in a permissible way on Shabbos or even if it was done in a totally permissible way on Erev Shabbos as well. And this is brought down by the Ramban in the Mochamos. Sivkan Chavav, Mishnah Berurah says that the reason you can't use the kanun and the tamchoy over here is a gezeira mishum nafa or kavra. You may end up using then a real separating instrument like a sieve or some sort of a colander, the Yesh Bazeh Chiyuv Chatos, that would have a real Issa Daraisa attached to it. Likewise, you can't do it b'shtei yodav. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Chav Zayin, Dahinu l'dabek shtei yodav ki'achas, to put your hands together, clasp them together as one, v'likach b'shneim l'matpeach, and shake it vigorously with both of your hands together. That's not allowed as well. V'adin d'miyad liyad chaverta, and likewise to toss it back from one hand to the other, is also not allowed. Ein nochem l'das Rambam. That would not be allowed according to the opinion of the Rambam. The Shaar Tzion Oschav, however, he brings down that the Tur is makel in this. However, Chofetz Chaim says, Miloshana Gemara, Mashmi Yosef Kedasa Rambam, but the opinion of the Rambam seems to fit better into the Gemara. Now we go to Siv Ches. The Mechaber writes, Ein Shorin Es HaKarshinin. What are Karshinin? Pirish HaOrach. The Orach tells us it's Vitsa Blaz. This is something called Vetch. Vetch is a flowering type of a legume from the pea family, and it's usually used for animal fodder, to feed animals. So the Mechaber is telling us, you're not allowed to soak this Vetch in water. The Hainu Shemetzif Mayim Alem, you pour water on top of them, Bechli, in some sort of a utensil, Kidei Lahosir Psolus. So you're floating basically this Vetch in the water in the hope that the Psolus will float off. The Lo Shofin, likewise, you're not allowed to rub, O Son Biyad, you're not allowed to rub this Vetch over here, Kidei Lahosir Psolus, to remove the Psolus from it. So you're not allowed to soak in water to remove the Psolus, and you're not allowed to rub it with your hands to remove the Psolus. Because both of these, the Havalei Kibore, it's like Borer. However, what are you allowed to do? Avol nosnon bikivra. You are allowed to put it into some sort of a sieve, to put it on top of the sieve, even though Even though the waste will fall through the holes in the sieve over here. The Chafetz Chaim in the Bir Halach explains why this is allowed. He says, he writes, Kenu Loshon Aran. This is based upon the Ran. And Rashi explains over here, it may fall through. It doesn't definitely fall through. And it seems from Rashi that if it was definitely going to fall through, it would be a psik resha, and then it would be usur because of borer. So here, you're putting it on top of this kavra, and it may or may not fall through. That's why it's allowed to be done. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat and Chav Ches. You're not allowed to soak the vetch over here in water. Hu adin, likewise, this applies, im yesh psolas v'yochem urav. This would apply for other types of food that are food and waste mixed together. Also, litnum b'mayim, you're not allowed to place them in water, k'dei sh'yipol apsolus l'mata, so that the waste should sink to the bottom, could go and offer, for example, if it's dirt, or sh'yotzif l'mala, could go in tevin, or if the psolus is lighter, like tevin, so the waste will flow to the top. So then, the Magen Avraham says, neither of these is allowed. The issue footnote number 32 brings down, even if your intention is to go and eat this right away, the Prima Gadim brings down, this is usur, because you're soaking it over here in the water separates the psolus from the ochel simultaneously, and therefore it's as if you're separating the psolus from the ochel, and even though you want to eat it right now, you're never allowed to separate the psolus from the ochel. Mishnah Berurah Sivkat and Chav Ches, he tells us the karshinim or meichel behema, as I mentioned before, v'adin tapuchi adam, the same thing would apply to potatoes, the cholki haigav, nor anything like potatoes, you're not allowed to soak them in water. Lo yitin aleihem mayim, kidei lohasir ha'avok ve'ha'ofer mi'aleihem. You're not allowed to go soak them in water to remove the dirt that is on the potatoes on Shabbos. The issue foot number 33 brings down. However, for example, if you want to wash off an apple or something because it's been sprayed with various bug repellents, that is allowed. The Chazon Ish says that's mutter. Why? It's not an isser of borer. Shehol ve'ein halichluch nikar, because the spray that's on it is microscopic. It's not visible. And therefore, it doesn't have the status of psolus. Even though you want to remove this spray before you eat the apple, it doesn't have the status of something that's recognizable that you're being borer. You're separating the psolus from it. As opposed to the potato, there's the dirt directly visible on the potato. This is also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal and Rav Oznu Zatzal. However, putting a fruit underneath a flow of water, so then the Igros Moshe Feinstein Zatzal is not sure im yesh b'zem yishum iser borer or not. Even though with potato, if you go and soak it in water, that would not be allowed. But here you're putting it under the stream. Maybe putting it under the flow of water directly, that's not called brera. That's called washing it. And that would be allowed. He says, you're allowed to go rinse off a fork or a knife from the lichluch that's on it. That's not called borer. You're separating the basolus from the desired item, the utensil. And he brings down, and he paskins that you'd be allowed to go and rinse off these items right before you're about to eat them. This is also the opinion of the Ksos HaShulchan, and this is also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal and Rav Yashiv Zatzal. Although Rav Yashiv Zatzal says it would be preferable to do this on Erev Shabbos, not to get involved in this potential problem. However, the Chazon Ish disagrees, and he says even putting these, fruits or potatoes directly underneath the water would not be allowed. Rav Nitzan Karolitz Shlita explains the Chazon Ish as saying the malach of borer is a tikkun of a dover from what it's being separated from. And utensils are different. You'd be allowed to rinse off a utensil. That's not called a tikkun in the keli itself, just removing the garbage from it. As opposed to by the fruits, that's called a tikkun, the fruit itself, and therefore, nechsheves borer, that's called borer. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal adds, shekli hu dover ha'osu l'iskayim l'orach zman. Utensils are there for a long period of time, and therefore, lochein gam kishenidbak bo offer of solace, when they get dirty, that's not really called a taruves, and the removal of it, therefore, is really not called brera. Mishnah Berurah Sivkat and Lamed says, even though it may fall through the kavra, as we explained, you're allowed to go and put the vetch on top of the kavra. He says, kivon she'enam is kavin l'kach, your intention is not to do separation over here, you're just placing it on top of it, and as the Chafetz Chaim said in the Bir Halacha, some of it may fall through, some of it may not, therefore it is allowed. Siftes, mishameres, a strainer, afilu tluyo merav Shabbos, even if you put it over the object that you're going to strain into it, and you did this on Erev Shabbos. Nevertheless, also litin bo shmarim, you're not allowed to put the dregs of wine, let's say, on top of this, so that the wine will drain through it and the dregs will stay on top. So even though it's on top of the container and you're putting the dregs on the top now of the strainer was put out before Shabbos, and you're putting the dregs on it on Shabbos, that is forbidden. Mishnah Berurah explains this if Katan Lamed Aleph. This strainer is kli shemistanenin bo hashmorim. It's used to go and strain the remaining juice that's inside the dregs over here, the wine that's inside of them, vayayin yored zach v'tzolul, and the wine that will come through will be nice, clean, and pure. Sivkat lamid beis, it's forbidden to do this. V'chiv chatos, this is an issa d'oraisa, nami yesh b'zeh, mishum bora, this is a real issa of bora d'oraisa. Shenivra ha'ochel mehapsolus ha'yedezeh, because you're separating out the food from the waste over here. Oh, mishum merakit, or because it's called straining. Ayin shom the gemara. The Chavetz Chaim, the Bir Halacha Dibra Maschu, Litin Bo Shmarim, says, B'Shabbos, you're not allowed to do this. Abba Mutu Lo Seis Me'er Shabbos, but you could put this on before Shabbos starts, the dregs on top of the strainer before Shabbos starts, and even though the wine will still fall through on Shabbos, he brings down from the Or Zeruah that would be permitted. The Mechaber continues and he writes, however, Abol Im Nosan Bo Shmarim Me'er Shabbos, if you put the Shmarim on top of this on Erev Shabbos, as long as you put the dregs on this before Shabbos, as Or Zeruah just said, brought down by the Chofetz Chaim and the Bir Halacha, you'll have to let it sit there. More so, the Mechaber is telling us that you're even allowed to go and pour water on it on Shabbos in order that the wine will sort of be pushed out from these dregs over here. That is actually allowed even on Shabbos as long as the Shemarim were placed there before Shabbos started. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkat Lamed Gimel. Tzlulim, that you want the nice clear wine to come out of it, wrote to Lomar, Shiu Hashmorim Tzlulim, V'hamayim Yozuvim Mehem, Im Miktsas Min Hayayin Shenishar Balua Bo. And by pouring the water on it over here, you're going to have the pristine, pure wine that's still inside the dregs be dragged out of it, pulled out of it, and you'll have it go into the container below, and the dregs will stay on top because of the strainer. Why is this allowed? Why is this not called borer by pouring the wine on it? Because the water that you're putting on the top is clear. And there's nothing that you're separating out from the water. And therefore, and you'd be allowed to put water inside a container that has dregs inside of it in order that it should pull out the water, should pull out from the dregs the taste of the wine. Even though it's going to be pulled out on Shabbos, you're allowed to do this. And you'll be allowed to drink this on Shabbos. This is brought down in the Achronim. So therefore, you can even pour it on the dregs on the top that will come through the strain because you're not really straining the water. The water is clear. Dirshu footnote number 34 brings down, Sha'afa pisha ma'imis arvim mashmarim, oh, the water is getting mixed up with the wine inside the dregs, v'mishameris boreris osomihem, and now the strainer is going to take them out and separate them from the dregs, that's not called an isur bor over here, and therefore, it is permissible. Dirshu footnote number 35 brings down a question from the Prima Godim, av she'en hu boreris ha'mayim, even though you're right, the water was pure, you're not really separating anything out from the water. It is somehow bringing out the wine that was attached inside of these dregs over here, so it's allowing them to come out. Why is that not borer? And there's also the question from the Egli Tal and Rosh Shlomo Zalman. And Rav Nissen Karol Shlita explains, Shekivon Shema'at Hayayin, since any of the wine that's inside the dregs, as soon as it comes out, immediately mixes with the water, it's considered subordinate to the water. And since there's no inyan of borer by the water, it's not called borer over here as well. The issue footnote 36 brings down, v'ochel shemitsuya bo psoles muetes. If you have a food that has a minimal amount of waste inside of it, so the Egli Tal brings down, sha'af imrov neodim einon makpidim melechol oso yachinim apsoles. Even though most people will not mind eating something like this that has a little bit of psoles inside of it, nevertheless, you wouldn't be allowed to go and separate out the psoles over here, this minimum amount of psoles from the ochel. And he says, this is not like the wine over here that may have little chips inside of it that everybody apparently is not makbid on. Shakisman kol od muravin him bayayin nechshavim kichel kimena, because these little chips of wine, I'm not exactly sure what it's referring to, but these little impurities that are in the wine, apparently it's not considered psoles over here because everybody would drink it. Avo psoles hamurevis ma'ocha, but some impurity that's mixed in with food, even though most people will eat it, that's considered a psoles, and it's not considered a part of the food, as opposed to these chips in the wine, whatever that exactly is, that is considered part of the wine, and it's not a borer problem. We will now start sifyut, even though we won't finish it. The Mechaber tells us, yayin, o mayim shem tzlulim, if you have wine or water that is pure, mutar l'stanenon b'mishmeres. You'd be allowed to go and run it through a strainer. The Mishnah Berurah explains, kiven d'balav hasinon gam kein heim tzlulim uruim l'shto, since even without running this water or wine through the strainer, it's perfectly clear and potable. L'chein ein b'zeh mishum borer. Therefore, there is no borer iser over here. What do we mean by tzlulim? Utzlulim mikrei kol shiroi lishtos kach b'li sinun l'rov bnei adam. Something is called clear over here if most people would drink this without necessarily straining it any further. L'rov bnei adam, for most people. B'yesh machmirim, however, he brings down a more machmir position. This is in the name of the Bach. Dafka kishekulam yicholim lishtos kach. If everybody would be able to drink it this way. V'ein mesanin elekadeshi utzlulim b'yoser. And the only reason you're doing this is because you want to make it especially clear. V'chein mashke shkedim haketusha me'erev Shabbos. You have some sort of a drink made out of crushed almonds that was crushed before Shabbos. You'd be allowed to strain it further on Shabbos. Since ho'el d'yicholim lishtoso kol kach b'li sinon. Because it is perfectly potable, it's drinkable, even without further additional straining. The issue footnote number 37 brings down over here that if you have noodles inside of a soup, even though most people drink the soup, eat the soup with the noodles, nevertheless, Rav Nissen Karo Lishlita brings down, if you were to strain this, it would be considered borer. And it's different than the wine chips that we said inside of the wine that you'd be allowed to strain out. That was permissible. Why? Because mashirov bnei adam ochlin es hamorik in ma'itrios, even though most people eat the soup with the noodles, ein ze mishum shlo ichpat lohem ma'itrios. It's not because they don't mind the noodles. Ela adarabba, rotzem hem lechol osonim hamorik. They want the noodles over there. And therefore, if somebody goes and strains it out, mishum she'ena rotzem, because he personally doesn't want those noodles, that's din of breira. As opposed to the kismin and the wine. Nobody wants them over there, but since most people don't mind them, therefore it's something loich pat lehem, and therefore it's not called breira. The issue foot number 38 brings down, if you have pieces of fruit that are mixed in with the fruit juice, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, mutul asanim, you'd be allowed to strain them as well, since most people do eat these fruits with their pulp, the orange juice, let's say, with pulp, since most people would drink that, if somebody wishes to strain it, ein hafradas hamitz me'apri nechsheves kafradas shnei minim. It's not considered two separate species, and therefore it is not considered borer. And this is also the opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, even though this wine may have in it these chips over here, these little pieces in it, whole ru'uyin lishtos b'lav hachi, since it is perfectly edible to drink, even with these chips there, therefore it's not considered a problem of borer. And this was brought down in the name of the Sefer Mitzvot Gedolos, the Smag. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Lamed Hey explains, Isa b'smag, he brings down from the smag, kitzas kisomen, has a little bit of chips over here, v'akavona. Diloy aharbe, if there were a lot of these chips inside the wine, in roi lishtos kach l'rov bnei adam b'lisinon, then it would not be potable, drinkable by most people without straining it, then this din wouldn't apply. Therefore, it's only if there's a little bit of chips. V'uadin, likewise, the halacha applies, im yesh ba'yayin kitzas kemochim, if the wine has a little bit of flour inside of it over here, shiru'uyin lishtos kach l'rov bnei adam, most people don't mind that it has this little bit of impurity in it, gam kin shari l'sanin afil b'mishmeres. One would be allowed to also go and strain this out with a strainer on Shabbos, because it is essentially, the principle is, something that is perfectly able to go and be drunk the way it is, and by doing this, you just are making it a little bit better, but it's absolutely drinkable beforehand, therefore there is no borer issue over here. With this, we conclude today's share.